While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks recently, Merritt Helfrich sat down with Neil Brown to discuss the beginning of the Tanana Raft Classic, how it grew to be declared Alaska's largest sporting event, and why the event was eventually canceled.
We had taken the potential hazards into consideration, and before the race, we had a big meeting of the captains, and we got a riverboatman to come and talk about their experience. Then we arranged for riverboats with medical people on it to be on the river. Yeah. And the Army got involved, and they had several boats on the river to help out. At one point, there were several planes flying up and down the river. We got very concerned about that because we thought there might be a accident. At one point, they were taking movies of people on the raft and on the river. And after the second year, the news of this had gotten out, and people came from Anchorage. A radio station in Hawaii had heard about this thing, and they wanted to send a team. So we made a raft for them, and they sent a flag that they had built and went down the river, and then on the road with Charles Kuralt. Yeah.
Charles Kuralt had some video or something to go with it, or story? How did that work?
Well, he heard about it, and he was in Alaska and decided it was worth staying for, and hired a boat and took movies of all the rafts and had it on national television.
It was a heck of a community event. It's kind of, it must have just been the right thing at the right time, because it just struck a chord in the whole community. I was absolutely amazed when George and you said, we're going to have a lot of rafts going down there. I go, what? It worked. It really worked. It was great.
It was a lot of work for at least a month before. We arranged for cleanup of the rafts and the people arriving in Nenana by the city of Nenana. We arranged for a regatta permit from the U.S. Coast Guard. We got the governor of the state of Alaska to declare State Raft Race Day as the largest participant sporting event in the state. I still have a copy of the document signed by Governor Egan. It was an amazing event, and people had a very good time. There were some accidents, but the last year there was very high water, and we contemplated whether we would do it or not, because the high water meant very fast water, and it also meant that water was going in places it didn't normally. So we were a little concerned about that, and the concern was well placed, because in the last year, two people drowned on the. Before that, there hadn't been any really serious accidents, and that was really sad. And the U.S. Coast Guard said, well, we've sort of tolerated this, but now you're going to have to inspect the rafts. And we said, we can't do that. We can't do that. And not only that, we've been using up a lot of time in doing this sort of event, and it just had to quit, so, which was really too bad, because it was an amazing event and attracting national attention.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.